Everyone is always taught that the Yevanim came in and they were metame all the oil, and then the Chashmonaim, they found a pach shemen. But where did they find this pach shemen, and why was it there? So the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Yevanim were metame all the oil in the heichal, and they only found one, and the Chashmonaim only found one pach shemen with the Kohen Gadol seal, implying that they found it in the same place that the Yevanim were metamet, in the Heichal. Now the Heichal is the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, which encompasses the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah passing is the same as the Gemara, that the Yevanim were metamet the oil in the Heichal, and then the Chashmonaim entered the Heichal, but they only found one jug of oil. Interestingly, the Mishnah in Miseches Midos, which talks about the rooms of the Beis HaMikdash, says that one of the four rooms in the Ezras Nashim, in the first beginning part of the Beis HaMikdash, was called Beis Shmanya, the house of oil, the room of oil, which stored the oil and the wine. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says that oil was put in the Beis Shmanya. So the obvious question now, asked by, or at least alluded to, in the Gilyon HaShas, by Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Gemara, So why exactly did the Yevanim make Tamei oil in the Heichal? What exactly was the Heichal, and why did the Chashmonaim find the Pach Shemen of oil in the Heichal? They should have found it in the Beis Shmanya, which was really in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, not the end of the Beis HaMikdash, like in the Kodesh, near the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Kodesh area. It should have been in the beginning, in the Ezras Nashim. So where exactly was this oil, and why did they find the oil in the Heichal? So numerous answers are given to this question. Answer number one is the Sholem Meshiv answers that he says, well, maybe the Beis Shmanya was for other oils. For example, oil for the Menachos, for the, you know, certain offerings that they would bring in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, that's what it says. It says, and the wine also. So wine were also used for the libations and connected with Karbanos and Menachos, but not necessarily for the menorah. However, the Sholem Meshiv says that he's never seen such a distinction, that the oil for the menorah was in the Heichal and the oil for the Menachos was in the Ezras Nashim. He says that doesn't, you know, he's never seen that, but it could be. However, the Sefer Ezras Kohanim by Feinberg, who is a Rav in Warsaw in the end of the 1800s, he cites many Mefarshim who on Mishnayis who are explicit, including Meshiltei Giborim, that the oil for the Beis HaShmanya in the Ezras Nashim was actually for the menorah as well. So that basically shrugs up, gets rid of that earlier answer of the Sholem Meshiv. The Sholem Meshiv himself offers a second answer. He says that the Kohanim probably moved the oil to the Heichal when they saw the Yevanim, when they saw the Greeks coming, as they thought maybe it would be safer. You know, even though oil could be lit, even if it was Tameh, they didn't want the Greeks to come, you know, be metamed. It would be better if it was tahar. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky gives this second answer as well. Now, the Sefer Ezras Kohanim, but we just referred to this from Feinberg in Warsaw. From Warsaw, he gives a third answer as well. He cites the Tosfos Yontif in Meseches Midos, who says that they would clean the Heichal every, the Mishnah says they would clean the Heichal every Pesach. And the Tosfos Yontif says it doesn't mean just the Heichal, but where the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim are. It means the entire Beis HaMikdash. Why is it called the Heichal? Because, yeah, the Heichal sometimes is referred to the entire Beis HaMikdash. And that's based on a Mishnah in Midos as well, which says that the size of the Heichal is 100 by 100, which is really the whole binyan. It's not just the, you know, the area of the Kodesh HaKadashim. So based on this, you know, that would be clear that when it says that the Yevanim went into the Heichal, it doesn't mean the area of the Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. It means probably Beis Shmanya, the area in the Ezras Nashim where normally the oil was kept. A fourth answer is in the Sefer Meshiv Devarim by Rav Gershon Witch Rosenbaum, who was a Rav Nifter in the early 1900s, says that the Yevanim were mechalel the oil. Okay, they made it tamei, but how did they do that? So they did it by offering it on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. Now the oil became Avodah Zarah oil and couldn't be used anymore. So how did they get it to the Mizbeach? Answer is that the Goyim, the Yevanim, they came in, they found the oil in the Beis Shmanya, they brought it to the Kodesh, to the Heichal, and there they sacrificed it and thereby ruined the oil. Now they happened to, the Yevanim, the Chashmonaim happened to have found one pach shemen which wasn't used, but the point is that yes, the oil was supposed to be in the Beis Shmanya, just the Yevanim brought it to the Heichal. And that's why the Rambam and the Gemara says that they looked for the oil in the Heichal. A fifth answer by V'Sefer Lohorus Nasan is that the oil in the Heichal was a different type of oil. It was for safekeeping. It was for the Zman Aruch, for, I guess, for later generations or for a long time it was there. And therefore, specifically this oil, though, was the one which was made Tameh. Because the oils in the Beis HaShemayah anyway couldn't be used. Because why? Because they were never niskadesh. In order for oil to be used, or anything to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to put in a kli sharis, in a special utensil to make it, you know, have the proper kedusha. But there were no more kli sharises after the Yevanim came. So the only chance for them to have oil would be oil which was already put in the kli sharis before the Greeks came, and that oil would have been this long-term oil which they hid in the Heichal, and that's why the Rambam talks about oil in the Heichal. The seventh answer I saw in the Sefer, sixth answer rather, in the Sefer Birchas Avram, he writes that the Rambam writes that they didn't find any oil in the Mikdash. If you look at the language of the Rambam, it wasn't only that they didn't find any oil in the Beis HaShemayah, it was in the Heichal, it was in anywhere in the Mikdash, the Rambam sounds. And according to that, maybe they did find the Pach in the Beis HaShemayah. Just to end off, other deeper reasons for why Nichnasu Heichel, the Alexander Rebbe says, Heichel and Gematria is the shame of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And therefore, the whole point of these, to tell you Nichnasu Heichel, is that the Yevanim tried to destroy Hashem, they tried to destroy our Amunah in Hashem, and therefore we must have Amunah to believe in Hashem. That's the whole lesson of Chanukah.